Turn your Bibles to the book of Romans chapter 16 tonight, book of Romans chapter number 16. Last week we started doing our new thing here on Wednesday nights. It's not changing anything, it's just tweaking a little bit. And I hope you had a great blessing last week after we all dismissed and went our separate ways. The ladies stayed up here and the men went downstairs and we had a good time of prayer. And tonight I really want you to really pay attention to what we're going to be focusing on tonight for the next five, maybe six, 7 minutes that we do have with this. And that is, the title for this devotion tonight is Victory in Christ. There's no need for us as believers to walk around defeated. Why? Because we have victory in Christ. But there are so many things that we feel defeated in. And so as we go through this in the next several minutes, I want you to think about something that's on your heart, that's on your mind, that defeats you quite often. And as you begin to think about that, as God begins to bring that to your mind, and he'll bring it to your mind if you let him, and I want to encourage you tonight to bring that to your time of prayer tonight. You know, I say, well, Chad, that might be a little bit of embarrassing. I understand those things. But man, if we're going to have victory in life, we need to lay it down at the feet of Jesus and let him have it so that we can have victory tonight. Let's begin reading in verse number 20, just one verse tonight of Romans chapter 16. Verse number 20, it says, "And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen." Let's pray, then we'll go through this real quick. Lord, it is a joy to be back here again tonight. Thank you for the hearts of the people that are here tonight. Thank you for the songs that you've laid upon their hearts so that we can sing tonight. Lord, it took me back as we sang the first song, In the Garden. Lord, what a beautiful place to have been able to see where you begin to pray to your Heavenly Father, to see the beauty that surrounds it, but Lord, also to know the heartache that you faced during that time. Lord, I just thank you for that song that we're able to sing tonight, and I pray that you continue to come back to our minds tonight, that we just be able to just to sing those songs. And we ask you these things in your name. Amen. Tonight, before we go into prayer, we will talk about the importance, excuse me, getting my voice. Does that ever happen to you? You start talking, all of a sudden it feels like a frog just jumped up your throat. I think a frog jumped up my throat with a cockroach because there's something blocking there. Wow. That's terrible. Here we go. Let's begin all over again. Tonight, before we go in prayer, we'll talk about the importance of praying for victory in Christ. As we continue to follow the ways of truth and of godliness, here's what I want us to understand here. Satan does not stop persisting in his attempts to thwart us. He doesn't stop persisting us and persisting of trying to get us off track as we continue to try to walk with God. Paul warned the people of false teachers and doctrines, which was one of those ways of undermining the work of Jesus. Jesus, or Satan, attempts didn't stop Jesus. Amen? He kept on going. But his attempts did not stop Jesus from working at all. Unfortunately, the attempts that Satan makes on us on occasions stops us dead in our tracks. Was not Jesus tempted like we were, as I mentioned here the other day on Sunday morning? Far more than what we can understand. But yet did not Jesus have victory? Did it stop Jesus from doing the will of God? But here's what happens the majority of time as Satan persists to continue to throw obstacles in our way. And when those obstacles comes, normally what happens is we, as people, want to throw in a towel and we want to quit. But we need to go by the example of Jesus. If Jesus is able to overcome these things, then we are able to overcome them as well. Why was Jesus able to overcome these things? Anybody got an answer real quick? Who did Jesus seek? His Heavenly Father. Jesus was our example, and he knew even in the time of trouble when he was being tempted, he's able to call out to his Father. And so we have a way for us to get out of the bind that we are in, and that's to stop in our tracks, and not stop in our tracks to say, hey, we're done, but no, stop in our tracks and say, Satan, whatever you're trying to do, you're not going to win this battle because I have my Heavenly Father who's going to see me through these things. I have my Heavenly Father that I can call upon, and even when I'm discouraged and even when I'm going through some horrible circumstances, my Heavenly Father is going to give me the grace that I need to get through these things. So we need to continue going on the way Jesus did. In fact, I believe that as Jesus was as Satan began to throw his attempts at Jesus, I believe this motivated Jesus even more to continue in his Father's work. I say this for a reason. Has anybody ever been told, whether you're playing a sport or maybe you're trying to pick up maybe play an instrument, or maybe you're trying to learn a new trade or something like that, and somebody says, you can't do that? Has anybody ever been told those things? Am I on Jordan tonight? No one plays sports. No one plays instruments. Nobody's learned a trade in their lifetime. Okay, talking to the wrong crowd. But anyway, I can recall on many different occasions people say, you can't do those things. You know what that does to me? It motivates me to try harder so that I can prove them wrong. I believe as Satan was trying to get Jesus to give in, that motivated Jesus to continue in his Father's work. God promises us that these attacks will ultimately fail, and the devil will be struck down. Look what it says in verse number 20. It says, and the God of peace shall what? Shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. So this is a promise from God that these attacks that he puts on our life will ultimately fail, and the devil will be struck down in the process. Who's looking forward to the day when the devil's struck down? I'm looking forward to it for a couple of reasons. One, I'm tired of the devil being persistent in my life, trying to throw the temptations at me and to get me to come off track. I'm looking forward to the day where Satan no longer has that ability to do that. But I'm also looking forward to this reason as well, because we know when that day happens, guess what's going to take place with us? We're going to be in the presence of the Lord, and that's exciting for us. So the devil will be struck down eventually. Why? Because victory comes through who? It comes through Jesus Christ. Victory doesn't come through us. We can't sit there and say, "Ha! I told you so, Satan. I told you I was able to overcome you." No, that has nothing to do with us. It has everything to do with Jesus working through us. So we have victory because of him. And everything that is a lie will fall away, and we're talking about Satan here, and only what is true will remain. What do we know is true? God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So even in the trials we face and the deceptions of others, we are given the promise that Jesus' grace will be with us. Let's read again. It says, and the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. Now what's it say? It says, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. So that's what that is explaining there. So the promise is that Jesus' grace will be with us. So with that being said, all the filth and all the lies of this world cannot derail us from following Christ. When we have been given the gifts of what? The gifts of grace, the gift of peace, and the gift of truth. So for those of us who are here and those through our video tonight, remember this. When we pray, victory comes through Christ. What's the Bible say? It says, we have not because we ask not. That's should be an inclination to all of us. Hey, if we want to have victory in something, we need to give thanks to the Lord. There are things in my life that I need to give to God so that I can have victory over those things. Until I give those things to God, guess what's going to take place? Satan's going to persist. He's going to pester me. He's going to do everything he can, as I said earlier, to thwart us off a track. So let's give these thanks to God. Let me encourage you as well. If there's something that you might be struggling with, give it to God tonight and allow him to have the victory in your life. And I'm not asking you to go into your deep closet and bring one of the most embarrassing things out in front. That's between you and God. But if there's something that you know that you need to bring forth that you want to be held accountable for, I would encourage you to do those things tonight as you go into prayer. There is no need for any child of God to walk around defeated. Why? Because victory comes through Jesus. I'll close with this. He wants to do a great work in your life. And we are the ones, think about this. He wants to do a great work in your life, but we are the ones who hinder him. Do you realize that? What do you mean by that? I'm going to try to say it as well as I can. Jesus only works in our life at our request. And we hinder him from working in our lives. Where does victory come through tonight? It comes through Christ.